Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Is your garden getting ahead of you as well? I know that the combination of all that rain and the warmest May on record has left me feeling like in my garden I'm trying to tame the Amazon rainforest single-handedly. But I'm telling myself not to panic because I know things will slow down soon and then I'll have a chance to catch up. And the wildlife in my garden really seems to be flourishing in the plant mayhem. I've got this talented little chaffinch, a female chaffinch, who has learned to catch the damselflies as they hover above my pond. And also I know that the bees, they're really thriving on my, well, just slightly unkempt flowery lawn. And there are some great wildlife-friendly gardens that you can enjoy around St Albans at the moment. Now, if you go down to Verulamium Park, the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust wildlife garden is looking spectacular at the moment. So do go and take a look. It's down not far from Verulamium Museum, next to Grebe House. And whilst you're down there, check out the two beautiful cygnets on the lake. And there's 12 Egyptian geese goslings as well that you can see too. And there's another lovely garden as well, down at Earthworks. Now, we've heard before on Environment Matters how Earthworks on Hicksbury Lane, that's to the east of St Albans, how it combines developing the skills of adults with learning difficulties with caring for a beautiful, productive and organic garden. And they've got really big plans to take their great work out into the community with a new project that they've called Earthworks on Wheels. Now, I spoke about this and some of the other great work that Earthworks are busy with Stephen Pike. Thank you so much for joining me, particularly this busy time moving your offices as well. That sounds very exciting.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Yeah. So, new project, Earthworks on Wheels. Sounds great. And there's various different arms to it, aren't we? So yeah. Let's start off by talking about the things that are going to be happening first, which is your Rights of Way project. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited about Earthworks on Wheels. It's been in the works for quite a long time. So we're starting the first arm of it, which, as you say, is working on Rights of Way locally in St Albans. I'm tremendously grateful for Hertfordshire County Council for taking us on with a contract to maintain Everlasting Lane and Hicksbury Lane in St Albans.
Right, okay. So when you say maintaining it, this is keeping the vegetation clear?
Yeah, so traditionally it's the practice is to send down a tractor with a flailer on to cut back the vegetation to keep the lane open for people to use it on their bikes or horses or however they're going down there walking the dog. So it's really nice that they understand the contribution that Earthworks can give in terms of we can go there with our chaps in a much more hands-on way and do a careful job.
Yes, you were saying about some of the sort of wildlife benefits, hopefully the kind of job that you'll be able to do. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're keen to put in some bug hotels to encourage some natural wildlife back into those areas. And also just keep a closer eye on it for everybody. So if there's any trees that are in trouble and need some tree work doing, we can report that, for instance. So yeah, it's a really nice job for us to have.
Okay, and this will be paid work, won't it?
Yeah. So like I say, we're really grateful to HCC. This paid contract is going to help subsidise some of the activities in the wider Earthworks on Wheels, which is really important to us.
Right, excellent. Now, it'll be bringing in funds, but also, is this the kind of thing that Earthworkers enjoy doing? Will this be a fun thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Our guys and ladies at Earthworks have some of them that have been there a bit longer used to do similar activities to this in the past, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So we regularly get requests informally and both at our project group meetings saying, can we go out in the van and can we go and do some lane work? It's been a really popular job. I think it's quite a vocational activity. It gives people a real sense that they're making a difference in their community.
Yeah.
And it's good fun as well because we get the strimmers out and we get the loppers out and we're cutting down vegetation and raking. It's really sort of hands-on stuff. So
yeah.
There's a lot of people really keen to get out there.
Well, this sounds like this is going to benefit the wildlife. It's going to benefit the earth workers and hopefully it's going to be a good economical value for money job for the local taxpayer as well. So lots of big ticks there as well, aren't there? So
absolutely.
How are you going to be getting, because this is, obviously Hixbury Lane is close to Earthworks, but how are you going to be getting out and about to do this work?
Okay, well, at the moment we do have a van. It's getting a bit old now and a bit rickety. And unfortunately we can only fit two passengers in there. So one of the really critical things about starting this work, and particularly getting this pilot going for Earthworks on Wheels, has been fundraising for a new vehicle, which is going to be a bespoke fitted out van with a cabin for six people and then a space at the back for all our tools and equipment to be stored safely. I'm really chuffed to say that we've met that target, and we're kind of on the brink of ordering that vehicle any day now.
Fantastic. So where did you get the funding from for this then?
So it's come from numerous sources, not least local celebrity Ed Sutty, who walked all the way to the North Pole to raise a lot of money for us and some other local charities. So we're tremendously grateful to him.
That's fantastic.
The lovely Rotary Club of St Albans Verulaneum, Colney Heath Parish Council, and lastly, we are going to appear on this year's Funding Network Hertfordshire.
Oh, okay.
So we're hoping to get some funds there, which will take us to the target, and we'll be in our new van before we know it.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like you're making fantastic progress there. Now, as you said, this work is going to be paid work, and you've got specific ideas about the money that you're going to use this money for. What are those?
So Earthworks on Wheels is going to be much more than this sort of lane maintenance. The core of the project is going to be supporting vulnerable members of our community, such as older people, people on low incomes, or people that may have suffered recently from ill health or perhaps been discharged from hospital and can't keep on top of their gardens for whatever reason. So it's going to be helping them to reclaim that space so they can enjoy it. But also the benefits are twofold, because again, similar to the lane work, it's a lovely vocational activity, and our earth workers will benefit tremendously from that, from going out and being part of a work team going out into the community.
Where did the idea come from this? Was it the earth workers that had the idea for this, or was the suggestion from elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really nice point. A lot of the ideas of things that happen from Earthworks are from the ground up. I mentioned project group meetings earlier. So we have those once every quarter, where all our earth workers, who are the adults with learning disabilities that we support, our support volunteers and our staff sit down each day of the week. Each group sits down and has a good chat through. They discuss all the work that they've been doing and all the things that they're proud of and that they've achieved. They discuss the work that they need to do in the coming season, and they also talk about their ideas and things that they want to do at Earthworks. Of course, we get all sorts of fantastic ideas, including this one, which is something. It's a little bit similar to something that Earthworks did in the past, but we've kind of designed it really carefully so that anybody who attends Earthworks is able to go and benefit from it. We support people with wide-ranging needs and abilities, so it's key to staffing, and it's key to that vehicle and how many people we can fit in it, that we want to be able to support any of our earth workers who wants to go out to go out and do this.
Okay, so you see this as a two-part thing. You're hoping to, as you say, help vulnerable members of the community, but actually in doing that you feel this is going to be to help the earth workers who you are caring for as well. Now, for the people whose gardens you're helping with, will they have to pay for this service?
Well, we're hoping to have sort of a nominal donation. So it will be a heavily subsidised service that people can choose to donate something towards if they like. We'd like to keep some value to it.
Yes.
But also we don't want cost to be a barrier to people having this service. So
right.
We want it to be open to anyone who needs it.
Okay. And the way you're going to start this, you're not going to be suddenly like, oh, yes, this is the whole project we're going to do. You're doing it in stages, aren't you?
Yeah. So at the moment we're working on the pilot, which is going to be starting imminently, really, with our lanes projects. And we're going to run that and kind of work towards going out into the community and into people's gardens.
Yeah.
There'll be some recruitment around this, so we'll have to have a person that will help us run this project as well.
Right, I see. I can imagine there will be quite a lot of organisation here.
Absolutely.
So the way in which you're hopefully going to be finding people who you can help sort of brings me on to the next sort of thing I want to talk to you about, and that's the partnerships that you're starting to form now. So how will you get your referrals for people to go and visit and do their gardens?
We've been in talks with Age UK Hertfordshire, who've been really helpful in helping us design certain elements of this project. So we're going to continue that with them, and once we're ready to roll out the service of going into people's gardens, they're probably going to be one of our key referrers, if you like, identifying people in the sort of area that we can cover that would be most benefiting of this service.
Right, okay, so you're sort of using their experience and their knowledge so that you can make sure your service is as effective as possible.
That's right, yes.
Fantastic. Now, it's not just Age UK who you're doing partnership work with at the moment. You've also been working with the Lynx Academy, which is right down close to you on Hicksbury Lane, isn't it? What have you been up to with them?
Yeah, that's been a really nice little project that's growing steadily, that we're really happy with. So the Lynx Academy is the school actually on Hicksbury Lane, not far at all from Earthworks, as you mentioned. So the children there have actually used a lot of the produce grown at Earthworks in the season so far to make snacks for our open days, which has been really nice, and we're really grateful for. And we're going to go up there and do some gardening with them in the school. And the Earthworks on Wheels team will also be supporting them to keep the school grounds neat and tidy, which is a really nice link to have.
And do you find that the pupils at Lynx, do they enjoy being involved with Earthworks? Do they enjoy gardening activities and things?
Yeah, I think it's such a different environment. Obviously, it's nice to get out of the classroom. So it's been really successful so far.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the third group that I've got down that you've got a partnership work going on with is Hertfordshire County Council Environment Management Group. What's you doing with them?
Yeah, so as we mentioned earlier, the Hertfordshire Management Group, Environment Management Group, have very kindly had discussions with us about the lane work.
It's you who you're dealing with that.
Yes.
Fantastic. So that's really good. So it sounds like Earthworks is going from strength to strength here, actually, isn't it? All of these partnerships, all these different projects. What's the feeling like down at Earthworks at the moment?
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, it's such a busy and vibrant community at Earthworks. We're really proud of our gardens down there, and of course, We always welcome visitors to come and see us, and especially at our open days. But the main thing that this project will bring for us is to integrate us even more into the community, so we can come out beyond our garden and into yours, basically, which is a really nice thing.
That's a good point, isn't it? So there's all this brilliant work going ahead. What can we do to help?
Well, the main thing that we're looking for is further support to help keep Earthworks on Wheels sustainable. I mentioned before that we've had some wonderful people help raise us money to buy our van, but it's obviously quite expensive to continue to run a van. So if anyone, a local business or individual, is keen to sponsor some running costs of the van, we'd be extremely grateful for that. If anyone's business grounds or home would like to offer us a paid contract, that would help subsidise some of the more supportive contracts that we're doing, that would also be very gratefully incorporated into the project. And all the sort of traditional ways that you can help charities, so perhaps donating raffle and auction prizes, taking on a challenge that you're getting sponsorship for, or even hosting a fundraising event to benefit Earthworks on Wheels. We'd always be very grateful for any support. It's a really interesting project, and I think it will benefit the community greatly.
So. It really does sound like it. Yes, you could do a sponsored walk, but unlike Ed Sutter, you don't have to go all the way to the North Pole, do you?
Yeah.
That's right, indeed.
But if you want to, that's fine as well.
Opportunities there. Steve, that sounds tremendously exciting, and we do look forward to hearing how Earthworks on Wheels develops. Thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Steve Pike of Earthworks. And I'll pop a blog on the Radio Verulam website, that's radioverulam.com, so that you can check out again what they're up to and how you can help. Now, if you're interested in gardening, Charles Dowding will be a guest speaker of Sandridge Road Allotment Association this Saturday morning at 11:30 at Bernard's Heath Junior School. He'll be talking about no-dig vegetable gardening and how it can be great for us and our gardens. Tickets are £6, and if you email events at sraa.org.uk, then you can get tickets there. And another meeting coming up, Sustainable St Albans invite you to join with others to explore how to build on the alliances and energy of Sustainable St Albans Week. And their event is on Tuesday, the 19th of June, 7:30 to 9:30, and they'll be in the barn at the Horn Pub. There's going to be small group conversations, and then there's the opportunity to discuss bigger ideas, creative collaborations. They're going to be facilitating all the groups. They're going to provide something to drink and an opportunity to discuss ideas in the company of other people who care about building a more environmentally sustainable district. So that's the 19th of June, 7:30 to 9:30. Now, National Open Gardens have a whole host of gorgeous gardens for you to choose from this weekend. Unfortunately, one that you might find in your brochure that won't be open is Amanda Shipman's lovely garden at 14 Corinium Gate in St Albans, and that is due to the sad death of her husband. And our thoughts go out and our good wishes go out to Amanda and her family. However, you can still see two lovely gardens just along the road at St Stephen's Avenue on Sunday from 2 till 5:30. Those are two lovely gardens at number 20 and number 30, that's number 30, that's right. And that also includes a compost making demonstration. Now, do follow me on Twitter at RV_environment. Check us out on Facebook, or you can drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment or an idea for the show that you'd like us to cover. I'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, thank you for listening.